Sri Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Sri Gurudev. The devotee was asking about this idea that when you're with devotees and they're speaking about Krishna and someone is really glorifying Krishna, but it seems like he's enjoying being the center of the party and the life of the party, and he's telling everyone, but it seems that we're enjoying hearing this leela about Krishna that this devotee's telling us, but I can't figure out whether, you know, he's just enjoying himself because he's a good speaker and he has a good memory and he can tell good Krishna stories. We're enjoying hearing about Krishna, but it seems like he's crossed the border of where it's actually, you know, is it seva or is he enjoying? So I want to respond to this idea. I think there's some underlying misconception in your mind. Maybe I'm wrong, but what I can perceive is that, because I've heard this not directly from you, but I've heard other people preach in my years around in this Krishna consciousness, that you should not enjoy Krishna consciousness. Just do your service, Prabhu. Just do your service. No, but I just can't stand to go out on the streets of Moscow and sell books. I mean, I'll do any other service. No, just forget it. You know, Krishna consciousness, you don't enjoy. You just do your service, Prabhu. Do your service. Have you heard like this? This is wrong. Absolutely wrong. Lochan Das Thakur says, Parama Karuna Pahandui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. He says, these two great personalities, Balaram and Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they brought this Sankirtan movement and they popularized it. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kanda means the process. The process, the practice of Krishna Bhakti is blissful. It's only blissful. Kevala means blissful. So blissful means enjoying. So to say, you know, this is not Krishna consciousness. Don't enjoy Krishna consciousness. Mix all your food together. Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati mixed all his food together and just ate it. This is not the way. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada did not do that. And none of the other acharyas did that. The six Goswamis didn't do that. They honored each piece. And they enjoyed. And then Lord Chaitanya, look at the whole anti-lila. He's saying, what is the taste of this Jagannath Prasadam? It seems like sugar and ghee and grains and all these spices. These are all things we, all of us know very well what they are materially, but why are we feeling such bliss? Why are we feeling such ecstasy? And they said, oh, maybe you can tell us. And then Lord Chaitanya explained that this, we're in bliss. Devotees are happy when they, this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. So if a devotee, you're really splitting hairs, if the devotee's not telling a Mayak joke, not telling you some ethnic joke, like Polish people will tell jokes about Italian people, and Italian people tell jokes about, or Punjabis will tell jokes about Sikhs, or Bengalis will tell jokes about people from Andhra, or whatever. That's Maya. But if someone's, if you're analyzing, no, wait a minute, this person is telling me about Krishna, but he seems to be happy speaking about Krishna. But wait a minute, I mean, you sound like Sigmund Freud or some kind of psychoanalysis. I think that he's actually crossed the border. He's not speaking in a mood of seva. He's speaking in a mood of enjoying. Then where's your enjoyment? If you're busy analyzing everybody's, you know, splitting their hair into 10,000 pieces looking for the Atma, how are you going to understand? I mean, you should thank your stars that the devotees and friends that you're analyzing and putting under the microscope, looking for the microscopic investigation. Wait a minute, I see some flaw in the inner recesses of his bhav here. I think there's some Purusha bhav mixed in with his seva bhav. So forget it. You know, let God decide whether he's good or he's bad. If someone is speaking about Krishna anyway, you hear about the glories of the holy name. They talk about the accidental chanting in 6th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Talk about Namavas. And then it talks about accidental chanting. That means a person that's not initiated, he doesn't have neck beads, he doesn't have a guru, he's not part of the Hare Krishna movement, he's not on the streets playing Mridanga chanting Hare Krishna, he's not chanting 4 rounds or 16 or 32 or anything. He just, oh, hey Bhagavan, hey Govind. He wakes up, oh, No, that's Namavas. But that's because that's accidental. But you know, so that, but it has value. He says someone mocks. Ah, oh, look at the Hare Krishna. So that's called Parihasita Nam. He's joking. He's just laughing and making a joke of the holy name. But still, he gets benefit. Vyavaharanam is when the syllables are separated. Say Ha Riktam. Ha Riktam means what a calamity or what a difficulty. Ha Riktam. But Hari is Ha Riktam. Ha Riktam. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ha Riktam. So Riktam means some problem, and Ha means, oh, alas. Alas, what a problem we have. I'm not chanting Bhagavan Nam, it's not Hari Nam. Ha Riktam. But because Ha, the Ha automatically binds, like a chemical bonding, you know, when you do chemistry and one bonds with the other one, the bonding. The Ha automatically binds with the Ri to become Hari. And it becomes Harinam. So you get the benefit, you get purified, you get attracted, you move closer to God by just saying, Hariktam, Hariktam. It's called Vyavaharanam, I believe so. Separation of syllables. And even there's a distance. So that to see, this is the quality, the unlimited mercy, and universality and compassion of Krishna's name. And the same applies to someone telling stories, someone giving a class stories about Krishna Leela, or speaking philosophy about Krishna. That's the same thing. It's always beneficial, and it's always ultimately blissful. So if you're associating with devotees and you're enjoying, you're using the word enjoying. Enjoying means bliss, because bhakti is made of bliss. It's Ladini. It's a drop from the ocean of Ladini. Radharani is an unlimited ocean of bliss. So when we talk about Radha Krishna or Krishna, then we dip into the bliss. Oh, you go in the ocean and you're swimming and you're riding the waves and you're enjoying the waves. Like you're riding like a fish in warm water and nice waves. And you're surfing, they call it body surfing, whatever. That's just samaya or whatever. But when you're with devotees and are speaking Harikata, you're riding the waves. This is a Bhava Taranga. You're riding the waves of joy. Ananda Taranga, Sukhanand, Sukha Taranga, the way, is he speaking with the Seva Mudra or speaking with enjoying Mudra? I think it's, if you're enjoying and he's enjoying, what is the fault there? So that's why I want to say this idea that you should not enjoy Krishna consciousness is wrong. Krishna consciousness is bliss. Bliss means enjoyment, right? There's something called suffering and there's something called enjoyment. So suffering means pain, hardship, difficulty, deficiency, disease, death, division, divorce. All these are sufferings. So there's no enjoyment there. But in Krishna consciousness, it's bliss. One time Prabhupada gave a lecture in New York City. He said, once a reporter interviewed Prabhupada. Well, Srila Prabhupada, I see your devotees live a very austere life. You know, they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, take a cold bath, and then they go on the streets all day, bing, 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 bong, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They chant in the freezing cold or in the hot summer, the rain, they're all the weather conditions, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then they come to the temple, they take a little porridge, a little pea soup. They take a little pea soup and a piece of bread. A very simple food, and they sleep on the floor, no cushion, no mattress. And so I see that you're doing this as your bhakti sadhana. But let me ask you, Swamiji, what do your, and this is your work, or this is your penance, or your austerity as a spiritualist. But what do your devotees do for recreation? Recreation means vacation. What do they do to like unwind and enjoy? And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, everything we do is recreation. Everything we do is enjoyment. And then he turned to the devotees and said, Is it enjoyment to chant Hare Krishna? Yes, Prabhupada. Is it enjoyment to hear nice philosophy about Krishna? Yes, Prabhupada. It is enjoyment to take the Sunday feast or take nice prasad? Yes, Prabhupada. Do you enjoy dancing and chanting on the streets? Oh, yes, Prabhupada. So he told the reporter, so you see, everything we do in Krishna consciousness is enjoyment. It's blissful. Satchidanand. The Anand comes inside when Guru gives the bhakti, because the bhakti is bliss. So if someone is enjoying Krishna consciousness, I say bravo. The desire to enjoy is primordial with the Atma. Because there's Anuchit and there's Satchidanand, but the Anand is so insignificant. The Anand, Jiva Goswami says, the Anand aspect of the conditioned soul, the Buddha Jiva, is like, it's simply the removal of misery. So everyone, from the laborer in the street, all the way to the gopis in Goloka Vrindavan, they all want to enjoy. Even the gopis are enjoying. You can see in a commentary by Jiva Goswami and Ujjal Nilamani, by Vishnu Chakravarti, it's called Ananda Chandrika Tika and Ujjal Nilamani. Vishnu Chakravarti Pad says, the desire to enjoy is eternal. The desire to enjoy is eternal, and it even extends all the way to the Braja Gopis. Although we say the love of the Gopis is totally immaculately pure and totally spotless and free from even a whiff of personal sense gratification. That's also told some places. But they still have a desire to be enjoyed. And Vishnu says, at their level of Mahabhav, their desire to enjoy merges with their desire to give pleasure to Krishna, to give enjoyment to Krishna, no matter what that is. So he doesn't give much more explanation of what that means. But what the main point, what this shows is that the desire to enjoy is all the way there with the gopis. Even they have within their nature, within their transcendental nature, desire for personal enjoyment. But their desires for personal enjoyment, Vishnu says, they merge with their desire to please Krishna. So now come all the way back to the new devotee, Krishna Das. Oh, is he enjoying or is he in a seva mood? I can remember years ago sometimes we took yatras out, groups of devotees from foreign countries and also India, on behalf of some missions, sometimes 200-300 people, Braj Yatra, Anajana, go with a bus and come back, 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, like that, many years. So then when we were telling the Leelas at different places, some people would come up to me afterwards and said, you know, when you're telling the Leelas, it seems like you're right there, like you're right in those Leelas, and you seem to be enjoying so much, right? And I said, I don't know what you're experiencing. That's your subjective response to what I'm saying or narrating here at this Leela Stali. But I can tell this to you, that when we start speaking, that the Leela has its own power. The Leela has its own Shakti. The Leela Shakti. And Krishna's Leelas are all blissful. Everything Krishna does is for his bliss, to increase and expand his own bliss. That's the purpose of his Leela. So when he starts speaking about the Leelas, it draws you in like a whirlpool. And the whirlpool is like this and goes round and around in the ocean. And if you're swimming, you get over there, it takes you under the water and you drown. It sucks you in, a whirlpool. Sometimes in a river, the river's going like that, then there's some currents that go around in a circle. Clockwise, by the way. Everything moves clockwise. And then, or even in the ocean, it can be like that. And if your boat gets in there, it can turn you upside down. So the Gita, you start speaking, and then you get this into it, and you become blissful. So this is a wrong idea that's often been propagated, that devotees should not enjoy their service, or they should not enjoy Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, by its very nature, is full of bliss. So how can you be a Krishna Bhakta and be practicing Krishna consciousness and not, maybe not be full of bliss at every moment, but not enjoy different aspects of Krishna consciousness, like Hari Katha, or like Hari Kirtan, or like Hari Prasad? Because it's all contacting Krishna is Anandamaya, you know, he's a total Anandamayi, he's a total ocean of bliss. Rasa Vaisaha, and Rasa is bliss. Krishna is rasa vaisaha. He's made of rasa, and rasa is anand. bliss, infinite and astonishing, infinite, amazing and astonishing, tasty bliss. This is ras. And Krishna's made of that. So some devotee, he's a karmi, and he's a very professional, he's a professional singer, a musician. Now he becomes, and he was a performer on stage also. And he's good, he knows how to entertain the crowds and whatnot, like some of your friends you perform with, Harinam. So now he becomes a devotee. But now, when he was a karmi, that was all maya. That was no seva bhava. But now the very fact that he surrendered to Krishna, he's singing about Krishna, and because he knows music and he loves his music, he's enjoying. But now his enjoyment is with Krishna. It's fully transcendental enjoyment. And then you're enjoying too, and you say, wow, we're like getting intoxicated. I remember so many Harinans, we were enjoying like anything. I mean, somebody's playing Radanga and we're dancing, and then someone else came up, some Bengali guy would join the party or some out of, in the middle of Los Angeles. He said, can I play Radanga? I know a little, I can try. I said, you know? He said, yeah. He had karmic clothes on. And then he started playing the Radanga. It was so good. We were enjoying more because it was so good. And this is mentioned in Madhurya Kandamani, that this is Anishtita Bhakti, you know, the ruchi, that some people's ruchi depends on the sweetness and beauty and expertise of the kirtan. And other people's ruchi, a higher class of ruchi, is any kirtan's great, and he's in ecstasy. So either way, there's enjoying the any kirtan, or also enjoying expertly done kirtan. I can also remember myself, I was in one temple in the guest house, and the guest house is near the temple, and you could hear the kirtan. And then, so many kirtans going on, I would be in my room. But one time there was a kirtan in the morning, and I heard a voice, and it sounded like someone I knew. I wasn't sure, but I just felt the vibration. I started feeling very happy just hearing the kirtan coming into my apartment. I said, this is really an ecstatic kirtan. Just the voice. I don't know who, I couldn't see anyone dancing. I didn't have Sanjay vision or something, Sanjay TV. I couldn't see the battlefield or the temple hall. But I heard the singing. I said, this is fantastic singing. It's beautiful. There's so much beautiful singing, so much bhakti. I was drawn like a honeybee to a lotus flower. A nectar-filled, dripping, sweet lotus flower. I just flew. I don't know who's singing, but it's so attractive. And I'm sitting in my room, enjoying this singing of Hare Krishna. I want to run down the temple and find out who it is. And I heard so many kirtans before. It didn't didn't thrill me with enjoyment like that. So I ran the temple. I said, oh, there's some very famous devotee who is a famous singer, doesn't hardly come there. So I said, oh, he's here. So then I went up and said, went like this, and he said, then I started dancing in ecstasy. I was in bliss, and everyone else is standing there. And I just, come on, I'll get with it. And I pushed everybody around and shook everybody up, and pretty soon the whole temple was dancing. So, and we are enjoying like anything. Oh, you shouldn't enjoy the kirtan, just sit there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You start to smile, bite your lips. I said, if you start to smile, bite your lips. Yeah, in other words, don't smile. Hey, why are you smiling? This is Krishna consciousness. Be serious. Don't smile. You're not supposed to enjoy Krishna consciousness. Just do your seva. Prabhupada didn't say it. Just said, do seva. Just please the Guru, do seva. But I don't like this. I can't stand it. I want to do this. I'll be very happy in Krishna consciousness. I'll really enjoy if I do this. Okay, do that. Then enjoy. And then you're Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness means that enjoyment, bliss of the Atma, Atmanand. There's no bliss in this body. This body is a lump of ignorance. Sharira vidyajal jotendriya teko. You know that? So why do they say, what does bhakti do? Bhakti cuts off two things. I mean, the first thing it cuts off is misery. The six symptoms of bhakti in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is first thing Bhakti Devi does, or Bhakti does, is that cuts the tree of suffering. The tree of suffering has so many branches and so many limbs and so many leaves, so many varieties of physical and mental suffering. It's called Kleshagni, technical terms. Kleshagni, then Shubhada. Because when the suffering starts, then the good times roll. They say in America, the good times are rolling. So when you're suffering, you're in bad times, you're in bad straits, hard times. Oh, woe is me, I'm suffering. So when you cut the suffering, then it's a chance for the good times to come, the happy times to come. So Kleshagni, that's what Krishna Bhakti does. For the beginning devotee, they join Krishna, they begin, take diksha and practice Krishna consciousness, they start to get relieved from all their suffering. The suffering of ignorance, the suffering of doubt, the suffering of ignorance, the suffering of doubt, the suffering of a broken heart, the suffering of a disturbed mind, the suffering of no hope in life, the suffering of no purpose in life, the suffering of no real fulfillment in life, the suffering of unhappy relationships, and the suffering of being with boring people, and the suffering of having nothing to do. I want to speak of physical and mental suffering from birth and Prarabdha karmas, which causes various mental derangements or physical problems. When you take shelter of Krishna, Sharanagati, and start practicing bhakti bhajan, then gradually the sufferings all start to disappear. A new life begins, a new chapter opens. A new city arises from the rubble of the destroyed capital, Krishna consciousness. What is the first verse when they glorify the holy name? What does it say? First verse at Shikshastakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Cheta darbana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kaivravi chandraka vicharanam vidyavara jivanam anandam burivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swaranam. Pratipadam purnamritam swaranam. Every step it becomes nectar, becomes enjoyment, becomes pleasurable. This never believe or never accept. This is really, how can you preach to somebody? We preach, what does it say? Be happy forever, chant and be happy. It doesn't say chant and be miserable. I tell you, my friend, he wrote on his ashram, he wrote that in English, and then he wrote underneath it, be happy and chant. And one friend of mine has an ashram, and it says, chant and be happy. And it has an A.C. Bhaktivinoda, who the author, and then underneath it writes, be happy and chant, and it has his name. Very cool. So this is the once Prabhupada was on an airplane with a reporter, newspaper reporter. He said, Swamiji, I see that all your devotees, they look so happy. They look so bright-faced, and they seem to be smiling, happy. Prabhupada said, yes, this is natural. Yes, this is natural. And he said, well, why? How they became happy? I see them on the streets of the cities of the world, and major cities, New York, Paris, Berlin, and they're smiling. The devotees are smiling so much, and they're standing in the rain, they're standing in the snow, and they're smiling. They seem to be enjoying. They're standing on the street playing Kartal Mardanga. It's so cold, everyone's wearing gloves. And still they're playing their kartals and they're playing their mridanga, even with gloves and hats and socks, heavy coats. And they're smiling. Everyone else is like, has their faces are all shriveled up in frozen misery. Everyone's walking down the street very fast. Oh, let's get into a heated place and let's get into a heated room. Let's find, you know, their faces are all grimacing. Ooh, it's suffering. I'm really in pain. I'm really suffering. And then the devotees are saying, Hare Krishna, and they're smiling. Why? You only smile when you enjoy and when you're happy. You want to have a funny experience. Go to a prasadam hall in some, you know, place, and go there before before the prasadam is served up, and sit in such a place where you can see as many faces as possible. See, if there's 7 or 8 rows, and you sit in the middle row, and you're looking that way, you can see a few people looking this way. You know, they sit two different directions. But you can't see people behind, right? Because there's 8 rows. So you sit in the 8th row, and you look out. Or the first, like someone, sometimes there's rows across the deities, you know, inside the temple, there's so much. So one guy has his back to the deities, he's facing out. The other guy, he's facing the deity, but he only sees one guy, one row. He just go like this and like this. But the guy in the back, he can go like this and like that. See, because I've done this. Sit somewhere where you can see many people before the prasadam. Everyone's like... And then the prasad comes out, and then start all the sweet. Everybody's smiling. You see everybody, their faces are like this, you know, like. And then after prasad, hi, So what is it? He's happy. Transformation. He became blissful. He's enjoying. He's a nice Krishna prasad. He's enjoying. Before waiting for prasad, he had sad look on his face, anticipation. Why is it late? Where is it? I'm hungry. And he was so like not too blissful looking. And you see the same. You can see. You can directly observe it. So that means when we contact Krishna consciousness, that we enjoy, and this is natural. You can't find anyone in this planet. You can't find any man in this, any man or any woman in any country. If you go up to him and say, "Do you want to suffer? Do you want to suffer, or do you want to enjoy?" Everyone will say enjoy. Whether he's 5 years old or he's 99 years old. So it's a total artificial imposition on someone if they enter some group and then the leader of the group or the sub-leaders or whatever say, you've come here to this place, you don't enjoy. You just work here like a slave. Don't enjoy. Hey, do your service. I don't like this. I can't stand this. I don't find any pleasure and I don't find any satisfaction. I don't want to do this. No, just do it. Doesn't matter what you want. Doesn't matter. It's not what you enjoy. This is your seva, now just do it. This is wrong. The leaders and the authorities in control are supervising or overseeing that disciple or devotee. They should find the ways and means to happily engage everyone in Krishna consciousness according to their nature. Everyone has likes and dislikes. Everyone has a sabab, and everyone's nature and everything can be engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is the dynamism and the brilliance and the compassion and the finesse. The brilliance, the compassion, the dynamism and the finesse of a spiritual leader, that he can then bring happiness to his disciples. The whole idea of surrendering to a guru is to end a life of suffering and start living a life of enjoyment. Real enjoyment means spiritual life. What is the enjoyment about, you know, eating dead flesh? And you know, material enjoyment is so empty and so paltry. Rupa Goswami says that even the bliss of Brahmananda, which is millions and millions of times greater and deeper and more profound and more exhilarating and ecstatic than Shukananda, Indriyanand or Shukanand, the happiness of the body or senses, or even Swarganand, going to Swarga, heavenly planets. And Brahmananda is millions of times, the Brahmanand. But in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says that the ocean of bliss of Brahmananda is like one drop of the ocean of devotional bliss in bhakti. So we can see that bhakti and Krishna consciousness is full of enjoyment and full of bliss. And everyone should be happily engaged, and everyone should feel some enjoyment and pleasure in their service and what they're doing. And in the Sangha, when we come together with devotees, it says Rasayana Kata, it's Rasayana. We feel Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. Tushyanti Cha means I feel very satisfied. I feel very satisfied with these devotees. And Ramanticha means I feel I'm enjoying. Rama means Raman. Raman means man, woman, enjoyment to that extent. So I feel so much enjoyment. I'm enjoying like anything. This is right from the Bhagavad Gita. 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 9. Machita matkata prana bodhiyantas parasparam katayantashtama nityam tushanticha ramanticha. Satisfaction and enjoyment, bliss. You eat some wonderful prasad, Krishna prasad, you feel satisfied, your hunger is gone, you're getting nourished, and you feel blissful.